Hi, Dolores and the channel. This is Jeff Thompson from Friendly Fridley, Minnesota. And I was just talking to my postman about something that's going on with the United States Post Office. And they say they, meaning possibly the Republicans, the Tea Party type, they want to see it broken down and privatized. However, since it is a separate business of the government since 1970 when they took it over, they've been profitable ever since then. Except for, I think it was 2007, they passed, during a lame duck, they passed a law saying that they would have to fund the pensions for them for 70 years out. And $8 billion had to go into it that first year. And right now they have to put in $5 billion some dollars every year just to fund a pension for 70 years out. There's no other business in the world that does that. So that was really interesting to hear it from him. I'm going to ask him if he wants to sit down and chat, and we'll get him to talk about it because he's vested. My father, he's passed away, but he retired from the post office, and he said it's the only place in the world where you can send, put a 25-cent stamp on a letter, send it halfway across, or send it all the way across the United States, and find out that you put the wrong address down. They'll send it all the way back, you'll correct it, and then they'll send it all the way back again for 25 cents. And that's basically called universal fees, where everyone pays the same amount for a stamp. And the postman was telling me that if you privatize it, it'd take a lot of money to do it, and there's a lot of money to be made, but people in a high-density area will be paying less to send mail than people in the rural or out in the farms and out in the country. It'll be expensive for them because, you know, they don't have the density out there. They'll have to charge more. And who would control it? So, you know, I know the Postal Union, or he told me, the Postal Union has been running ads saying don't get rid of Saturday service. Because for a business to keep growing, you don't cut services. And all it's really going to do is cut down the amount of workers and hours. It'll make it smaller. But it seems like there's a trend coming from the conservative parties that they want to see it go away. And people think that the Postal Service is a burden on our taxes. Well, up until the point where they had to fund a pension for 70 years out, that means that someone that's not even born yet, money is being put in for a pension to them, and they're not even in existence yet. So it seems ridiculous from this point of view. But they've been profitable. And it's the cheapest and most profitable postal service in the world. It's been around for 200 years. So I'm going to talk to my postal worker another time when we have a few minutes and see if he wants to give his voice to Audio Boo. Well, that's about it. It's nice here. It's already 46 degrees. I got 1 foot on grass and 1 foot in the snow. That's like halfway out of spring, halfway in the spring, and halfway out of winter. Oh well, y'all have a great day and be good. Bye-bye.